Okay, good to see you. You ready? Let's go. It's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines, and there's a lot going on today, so let's jump in. Show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. According to President Trump, today is Liberation Day. It's a day of fresh tariffs that, according to the White House, will go into effect immediately. While we still don't know exactly what's coming, it is expected to be his most aggressive tariff move yet. There will be a Rose Garden ceremony this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. That is when he will announce these additional tariffs. We'll find out today what type of goods will be targeted, what countries, and how this will ultimately affect consumers here in the U.S. On to sports. First, the NFL is implementing some new rule changes. The league just approved two updates that will go into effect for this upcoming 2025 season. First, the overtime rules are changing. Both teams will receive a possession in overtime during regular season games. They used this in the postseason last year, and now it's going to be standard. Also, the league is expanding their replay assists. They're including more penalties that can be subject to replay review. Also in the NFL, former cornerback and current broadcaster Richard Sherman's house was broken into. His family was reportedly robbed at gunpoint. It's very scary. It's not totally clear if Richard was there, but his wife and kids were. He posted photos of the robbers online and asked his followers for any information that might help authorities locate him. Lastly, back to March Madness. The big championship weekend is coming up, and of course, there will be music performances. It's a big event, a big to-do. The 2025 NCAA March Madness Music Festival is happening in San Antonio this weekend. It'll include Pitbull, Doechii, Jelly Roll, T-Pain, Chris Stapleton, Benson Boone, Brothers Osborne, and more. It's big. Again, it's all happening this weekend. On to some entertainment headlines. I hate saying this one. Sad one to wake up to this morning. Val Kilmer passed away. Really a legend. He was in Top Gun, Tombstone, Heat, Willow. He was Batman. When I was a kid, my brother and I would always watch the movie Top Secret. That's a great movie. Anyway, his daughter just confirmed that he died of pneumonia. He had been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014, but he recovered. So this news was kind of shocking. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. On to some relationship news. There's another update on Sydney Sweeney and her fiancé, Jonathan DeVito. According to TMZ, the two of them have been split up since January, living separate lives. They got engaged in 2022, and while they haven't officially confirmed their split, it's currently not looking good. In other relationship news, Dave Navarro just got married. He married actress and fashion designer Vanessa Dubasso. The ceremony was in Scotland. Pete Davidson was there. Congrats to them. And Kristen Cavallari is in the news. She finally revealed the mystery athlete that she had a, quote, deep relationship with, something she teased back in December. It was retired hockey player Nate Thompson. She called it, quote, the most honest, pure, amazing relationship I've ever had. In baby news, a few things. Machine Gun Kelly had to set the record straight regarding his brand new baby with Megan Fox. He had originally announced the birth with an Instagram post, and he wrote, quote, she's finally here, our little celestial seed. He is now clarifying that the baby's name is not celestial seed. It's more of an adjective describing the baby. He said that Megan will share the name when they're ready. In other baby news, I feel like we heard this a while ago, and now it seems to be confirmed. Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, Cook Maroney, have welcomed their second little celestial seed. Now all of the reputable sources are claiming that the baby is officially here, so congratulations. Also, Kylie and Jason Kelsey have welcomed their latest family member, a little girl. Their fourth little girl, Finley Ann Kelsey. That's her name. Congratulations. Lastly, The Rock is in the news. He was on an airplane that had to make an emergency landing. There was apparently some sort of hydraulics issue. So while over the Pacific Ocean, the pilot informed him they'd have to turn it around, return to Hawaii. Everything was fine in the end, safe and sound. But The Rock did have to miss the United Football League season opener. Moving on to movie and TV news, some more stuff out of CinemaCon. The cast of the upcoming Beatles biopics were officially announced. Sam Mendes is making these movies, one about each Beatle. You've got Harris Dickinson as John Lennon, Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn as George Harrison. All four movies will be in theaters in April of 2028. Sam Mendes called it the first bingeable theatrical experience. That's definitely different. Also out of CinemaCon, you guys, I really thought this was an April Fool's joke. There were a few news stories that broke yesterday that I did not believe. Keanu Reeves is reportedly returning for John Wick 5. If you saw the last one, you don't know how that's possible. There's also an animated prequel film in the works and a spinoff featuring the character Kane, who was played by Donnie Yen in John Wick 4. So all of this coming in the John Wick universe. Why would you make any real announcements on April 1st? I don't get it. Also, CinemaCon news. Mark Hamill is going to receive their Icon Award this year. Luke Skywalker is being honored tomorrow night. In other movie news, another one that broke yesterday, and I definitely didn't believe it. Apparently, there is a follow-up to Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming to Netflix. Tarantino wrote the script, but he's not directing it. David Fincher might direct it. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are both in talks to star. I mean, this is too big to announce on April Fool's Day. I'm mad about it. I still don't really believe it. A couple trailers up this morning. One for Karate Kid Legends. Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio are in this together, joining the original franchise with the more recent films. That movie's out in May, and that trailer is up right now at First Thing Pod in the Instagram stories. Also, the first teaser trailer for the new Hunger Games movie, Sunrise on the Reaping. It's a prequel that'll be in theaters November of next year. And I've got that teaser up. In TV news, this could be just a rumor, but NBC is reportedly offering Kelly Clarkson a job on Today. The word is that they want her to take Hoda's vacant chair. As of now, Jenna Bush Hager is hosting the show with rotating guests. That's temporary, though, until Hoda's permanent replacement is announced. Could be Kelly Clarkson.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. It is a coffee alternative that I am currently obsessed with. They make it with 100% fruiting body mushrooms. Other so-called mushroom coffees use this like grain powder stuff. But Nandaka is using the real thing, the part that actually has the powerful compounds that support energy, focus, and longevity. They've like biohacked how to actually do this, and they're doing it so well. I love it. It provides sustained calm energy, supports digestion. They use pure, clean ingredients. I love it. The company behind it is Pique, P-I-Q-U-E. If you want to learn more, go to my link and just poke around. It's peaklife.com/firstthing, peaquelife.com/firstthing. If you do decide to give them a try, I'll get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. That kit comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. I love it. Peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. Another April Fool's Day joke that I fell for yesterday. I'm getting kind of sick of this. I wrote up like a whole thing about how Taylor Swift was taking classes at Oxford to get a doctor of philosophy and theory of music because this story was everywhere. Turns out that was fake news. Fun. Definitely could have been true. It's not really that far-fetched, but it's not happening. So if you see that anywhere, know that it was bogus. I've got another trailer up in our Instagram stories this morning. This one is for The Weeknd's upcoming movie, Hurry Up Tomorrow, which is a companion to his latest album. He just dropped another trailer for it, and that movie is in theaters May 16th. Sum 41 just released their final music video ever. They recently wrapped up their farewell tour, and now they have a retrospective video for the song Radio Silence to mark the official end of the band's career. Lastly, the guys in Creed are currently killing it with their reunion tour. It's going so well, they've added more dates. I'll post those new dates if you want to take a look up in the Instagram stories if you want to see Creed. Some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. President Trump's administration has admitted to making a mistake in deporting a Maryland man to an El Salvador prison last month. This man, he has protected legal status. He's 29 years old. He was deported due to a, quote, administrative error. His wife is fighting to get him back, but officials are saying it's going to be tough since he is now in Salvadoran custody. This one is far from over. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about it. In other political news, Senator Cory Booker spent over 24 hours speaking on the Senate floor. He started at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, and he talked continuously until after 8 yesterday. He said his plan was to speak for as long as he was physically able. The whole thing was about President Trump. He's quite critical of the president. He said it was about, quote, what Donald Trump is doing to our nation. He broke the record for longest speech on the Senate floor, 25 hours and 5 minutes. We found out yesterday that the Justice Department will seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione, man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. If he is convicted on those capital murder charges, prosecutors will go for the death penalty. In restaurant news, Hooters just filed for bankruptcy. They have accumulated $376 million in debt, and they plan to sell 151 of their corporate-owned restaurants to a buyer group. The deal has to be approved by the courts before it can go forward, but it sounds like the plan is to keep them open. In April Fool's news, because I'm such a fan, some of the biggest April Fool's Day brand pranks this year included Hidden Valley Ranch flavored soda from Olipop, Yahoo's Touch Grass keyboard, cat poop scented candles, an electric butt shaver from Dude Wipes, and a 5-year Duolingo world cruise to help you learn 40 different languages. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive. Sometimes, I'll be honest, these stories can kind of bum me out. I like this one, but you know, the stories of like a community rallying around a senior citizen so they can finally retire. Like, it's kind of sad to me that that even needs to be done. But this one made me smile. A woman in Massachusetts ordered food from DoorDash, as we all do, and the delivery driver was her old high school science teacher. He retired in 2013, and he's been doing this so that he can help his son with tuition costs. This woman heard the story, they chatted for a while, they talked about his son and everything, and she decided to set up a GoFundMe for him. She managed to raise over $40,000 for her old teacher. She said that this teacher had a huge impact on her when she was in school, so this was really her attempt to pay it back, to say thank you to him. And as of this morning, Mr. Melendez's GoFundMe has $41,466. That's awesome. Good for him. Good for her. I like that. And the show is over now. Okay. So much going on at the moment. I'm really bummed about Val Kilmer, and I'm mad about all of the April Fool's stuff that I fell for yesterday, but it's going to be a good day, guys. Make it a great Wednesday, and let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.